From the creators of Mercury Theater Podcast comes Universe 25. Listener's discretion is advised. Previously on Universe 25.
The dailies are mind control pills. They tell everyone they must take the pills, and that way they can force us into submission.
Citizens of Kaland, please settle down. We will begin shortly.
I am Ares, and I am an inactive. You see, I was never given the opportunity to go to the university, and as a result, I was also never permitted to join the active community. My best friend, Nicholas, who is here, he's an active. He was chosen a few years ago to become a journalist. You may know him from the Kaland updates every day.
I swore I wouldn't argue against him.
The governors and everyone seem to think we live in a fair society.
While the actives do the lion's share of the work around the city, the inactives should be able to eat without struggling to afford some more lavish experiences. Nobody cares what you say, as long as you say it well. We're going to the electrical fields to see something strange I saw while I was on site for a second. I would swear I told you this. It's a tunnel carved into the ledge here. Check it out. Hey, get back here, Ares. This wall is a... It's a door. Looks like this door hasn't been touched in 100 years. I think the founders of Kaland made this room. What did the book say?
What are you doing?
If we show this to the historians, they'll just hide it, and this will never see the light of day. We're going to show this place to the historians once we do a little investigative journalism.
This is Founder Ares Shay.
We need to keep this as close to the chest as possible.
They don't know that you have this?
If there was only one person we should show this to, it's him.
I know not with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. Was there ever a fourth war?
I think it might be time.
Time for what?
Time to bring the professor in.
Boys! Or should I say young men? The last time I saw you was when you were this tall, Ares. Nicholas, it's good to see you again.
Professor, it's been too long. How is university treating you?
Oh, splendidly, splendidly. You students always kept me on my toes.
We always tried.
The mischief I caught your class in was a little overwhelming at times. It's always that stage of life when the dailies haven't quite figured your bodies and hormones out. Everyone's different, you know.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, well. No, I guess you wouldn't. Quite a shame you didn't make it to the university. You would have been a fine student. So, gentlemen, tell me, what brings you over to this side of Kaland?
We may have found something you might find of interest.
Oh?
Yes. With your knowledge in history, we thought you would be the best person to consult.
Highly improbable. But let's take a look. What have you found?
What do you know about wood paper?
Did you find wood paper?
We did. Ares, would you pass me your tablet? This is what we found.
Okay. What do we have here? This. You're certain this is wood paper? It appears to have a glossy finish to it.
They're laminated?
Yes, it's wood paper.
I see. Fascinating, but... And where might this fine artifact exist?
We returned it.
To whom?
No, we found it in a room inside a man-made cave.
You... Nobody knows you had this?
No.
Well, what was the message you found on the wood paper?
It was a book. We're fairly sure the founders left it.
The founders?
The founders.
We first suspected it based on the old English in it.
Ye old or just cool old?
Huh?
Nothing. What does it read?
We haven't read it all since there was so much. We took these pictures and are trying to compile them so they make sense. Some of the pages refer to other books, but we don't know where those are. There's stuff ranging from some talks of wars and discussing...
Talks of wars?
Yes, they mentioned World War IV and...
Four? Pardon my insistent interruptions. I'm just being taken by surprise on all this information. World War IV?
To be fair, it mentions the eventual Fourth War. Did an entire city fight each other?
I think we are at a loss. And ill-informed. Or this book you found is nothing more than an elaborate prank.
I highly doubt the last one. If you saw the book, you'd agree with us.
Well, perhaps. Where is this man-made cave of yours?
It's in the...
Ares, no.
It's the professor.
I know.
Did you boys do something I should be concerned about?
No, no, nothing like that.
I tell you what. I solemnly swear that any information you tell me pertaining to the whereabouts of the book will stay just between the three of us.
See? It's in the electricity fields.
There's no admission without an engineering active there.
Which is why we shouldn't have told you. I found the cave while on duty last week. Later, the two of us entered it and found the room.
This is highly irregular.
Yes, but what we found was this.
It looked like the entrance had been covered and we had to walk over the rubble. In hindsight, it may have been intentionally covered.
You had better hope the governors don't review any activity in the area.
What does that mean?
Oh, you don't know.
The governors know our location at any given time. They could easily tell where we are right now if they were so inclined.
That should be criminal.
Don't worry about it, man. With 28 million people in the city, you have nothing to worry about. We're two trees in the forest.
I wouldn't be so quick, Nicholas. They can determine your history, too, if they search by location. If they look at the recent history of individuals who enter the electricity fields, they would easily see your presence and track every location you've been to since. I can only hope this is nothing more than a hoax, and the governors don't find any interest in the area anytime soon.
I know this doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, but what the hell is a forest, and how do trees get lost in it? Like, that phrase means nothing to me.
Chapter 2. Utopia.
So, where is this cave?
It's not too far, just around the... Oh no.
Thank you for bringing this to my attention, Guardian.
I'm going to guess it's right behind the governor's personnel. They've made this quite the scene.
What do we do?
Well, let's start off by leaving this particular area. Get in. We'll regroup at my place.
What do you think will happen if they find out that we trespassed?
I can only assume that they'll fine you for the trespass into the electricity fields. But there's no telling what will happen for your having gone into the Founder's Cave. If it legitimately is the Founder's Cave.
It is.
Well, I'm sure that it is. But let's hope it isn't. For your sakes. My suggestion to you is to continue your usual activities and pretend you never came in contact with the book. I'm starting to think you could be right.
There wouldn't be all those personnel there if it was nothing to be worried about.
That's where my thinking leads me. There is the possibility that nobody looks into who trespassed, and maybe there would be no reason to assume anyone had. Did either of you two leave anything that could alert anyone of your presence?
No.
No.
Well, let's hope nobody finds out you were ever there. Let's work under that assumption. Let's be honest. If the governors wanted to find you, your internal trackers would give you away in a heartbeat. My recommendation right now is to get some rest. We must work under the assumption nobody knows you were ever there. Nicholas, you return to the studio as usual, and both of you sleep where you normally sleep. Everything is normal for at least a week. Is that understood?
Understood.
Oh, shit.
Are you expecting anyone?
No. Stay in that room there. I'll take care of it. I'm right here. Hold your horses. Governor Irmgard.
Quite. Where are the young men?
I'm sorry?
Don't patronize me, Dawkins. Nicholas and the other one. Ares, where are they?
By the sounds of it, you seem pretty sure to know where they are. Why don't you find them yourself?
It has been a while since we last spoke. Would you care to get me something to drink, or just bring the young men out here?
Governor?
Was that so hard, Dawkins? Nicholas. Ares, where is he?
I'm here, Governor.
Quite the gathering we have going here. Please, let's take ourselves a seat. You too, Professor Dawkins. I see I have your attention. I'll just get right down to it. We found a little nook on the outskirts of town this afternoon.
Oh?
I would advise against mock stupor, Dawkins. Upon some investigation, there appears to have been a major historical find. One that you two, or should I say three, might know a thing or two about. A book was found, among many other items. Looking into the recent geographical history, I found the two of you had been there. And then again tonight, except it was the three of you.
Yes, ma'am.
It appears you have inside knowledge into the founding of Calland, and I am particularly interested in your safety, Nicholas.
Mine?
You're the only one with anything to lose, with any records.
Are you suggesting that Nicholas is the only
one who... I'm saying that Nicholas is an active. You, however, are an inactive. Beneath the notice of my colleagues. Simply put, you aren't worth the trouble of my protection.
In other words, I don't deserve security.
Speaking of security...
Don't concern yourself with your having been there. I was able to place you elsewhere before anyone else could find out who else joined the two of them. For now, you are in the clear. But, Nicholas, I need you to come with me tonight.
Where would you take me?
Don't worry. You'll be safe. My concern would be if you were to stay put. I'm here to help you.
Nicholas... This is a bad idea.
I will leave that up to him to decide. If I could find you so quickly, how far behind do you think my colleagues will be behind me? Come. We will retrieve what you need for the week, and I will have you in safety momentarily.
I'm going with the governor.
Very well. Let's get into my vehicle, and we'll be on our way.
Nicholas!
Dawkins. I suggest we not make this situation any more... fragile than it already is. Agreed?
Yes.
Yes. What?
Yes, Governor.
What is this place?
It's my residence. Do you like it?
Yes, I wasn't aware there was housing so far on this side of the city.
We governors don't live amongst you.
Why not, if you don't mind me asking?
Come, make yourself comfortable. You'll be here a while.
Thank you. But why do the governors live so far from Calland?
How could we? We cannot be persuaded to change Calland by everyone else. If we were accessible to neighbors, they would constantly barrage us with requests for this and that.
What about the annual town halls you convene?
We have taken those very seriously. Our society would not remain so invigorated without debate and opportunities to attain.
You sound like you're talking about the past.
I am. And I'm glad you picked up on it. The documents you found and read. What did you find?
Forgive some of my hesitation, Governor.
I understand. I do. I'm the big, misunderstood governor. Between myself and the nine others, we rule all of the residents of Calland. Your hesitation is valid. You see, just like your friend Joyce, I used to be the city auditor. She's very close to becoming a governor herself.
I have been keeping an eye on her progression too, actually. It seems it would be between Joyce and Lucas for the next promotion.
My dobras are on Joyce. But I do feel we're going a tad off subject. You, Nicholas. You're the key to the city's advancement.
I don't understand.
You are the face of the governors. Our citizens know you and trust you. And to top it all off, you have access to what the governors have been trying to find for over a millennia. Are you aware that ever since the founding of Calland, the governors have sworn the same oath?
Yes. Something about maintaining the integrity of Calland and serving the citizens ceaselessly.
Very good. We memorize the words and repeat them every day before we begin our duties. I, Governor Irmgard, do solemnly swear to uphold the integrity of Calhoun land, to never accept the option of war, and to serve the citizens ceaselessly.
I have been the anchor for many swearings in, yours included. Quite poetic.
It is, isn't it? What you don't know is that the governors have also sworn to protect the secrecy of the details of Calhoun's founding. The documents you stumbled upon has quite literally unearthed history and the key to progress.
How do you mean?
In the last 400 years, this city hasn't changed a bit. The size of it hasn't increased. The citizenship has intentionally plateaued. Did you know our ancestors were procreating at an impossibly unsustainable rate? If they had kept on going, who knows how many people would live here? So many.
So, what am I doing here?
You're a refugee. And I've deactivated your tracker and have you located at your home. You'll stay here for the week. You've already made arrangements to take a short hiatus from the studio.
I have?
You have. You're a forward thinker, apparently.
Thank you for looking out for me.
You are vital to the success and progress of Calland. Don't make the mistake of thinking this is charity, Nicholas. You're going to rescue us.
I didn't realize Calland needed saving.
It most certainly does.
Where are they even?
Ermengarde apparently has a vested interest in Nicholas' survival, so we don't have to worry about his safety for now.
Survival?
Okay. This situation is quite a novel instance, but I'm not suggesting the other 9 governors would have a mission to extinguish Nicholas.
What does that mean?
I'd have to start over. Before I explain this to you, you must understand that the situation shouldn't call for this type of action, but there are things I'm considering regardless.
Okay, go on.
In all of Callan's history, only 3 people have disappeared with no trace. Their existences were removed from history, all except from a database at the university. Believe me, I have searched everywhere for the 3 of them, in any records anywhere, even the Capitol Archives. The 3 of them were historians about 400 years ago. They just vanished one day. And after that, generations passed, all memory of their existences passed too.
Why?
Officially, no one knows. People die every day, but our history records recorded every birth and every death since the founding of Calland.
Well, unofficially, what do you think happened to the 3?
Well, it appears that they tried to organize some kind of coup d'etat against the governors. If you recall from your grade school education, you'll remember the Treaty of Fields was a citywide agreement that violence was strictly forbidden under any circumstance. No wars, no riots, even going so far as to prohibit domestic violence. The founders had apparently seen enough violence in their lifetimes.
What kind of violence did they see?
We think the key to that information is what Ares here and Nicholas have accidentally stumbled upon. I've been reading the founders' words, and it seems there used to be billions of people in existence in their day.
Wait, how many billions of people are alive today?
There aren't any billions. There are millions who live here. The number is so outrageous that I'm willing to keep that number to myself for fear that people would find me a lunatic. In the offhand chance that there were several billions of people in Calland, they would have been 10 people stacked tall in all of Calland. It's an impossibility. So I'm trying my best to figure out how to reconcile their arithmetic.
Maybe they meant in all of history.
Perhaps. But I have to take their calculations with a grain of salt. Anyhow, with the millions alive today, we haven't had any cases of violence in generations.
What qualifies as violence?
In wars, people used to kill other people.
That's horrible!
It was. Hence the Treaty of Fields that eliminated any tolerance of the beastly acts. It was also common practice that adults would strike children with their hands or leather straps.
Kids!
Yes, we have obviously evolved past that. And the treaty was created to solidify the dissolution of such practices. Family units have been dissolved, and children are no longer struck.
Okay, but how does this all relate to the 3 people who disappeared?
Wow. We certainly did get a little off track there. Thank you. It is suspected that the 3 tried to start the coup, and they disappeared shortly thereafter. The only office who could eliminate all the records of their existence is
the governors.
Precisely.
But why would they want to scratch the history?
Again, this is purely speculation, but my assumption is that the governors made an exception to the treaty for the greater good of Calland. I am quite familiar with that sentiment. Specifically over this exact subject, there's too much to speculate. So, we can't make any calls on this.
Why does that situation make you think of our current situation?
Well, the governors keep to themselves, with very few exceptions. Their goal is to maintain the success of Callan. When they swear into office, that's part of it. Ideally, they would be able to quell the resistance peacefully, but they could turn to more drastic measures. There is a clause somewhere that the governors agree to, is that all teachings against the establishment are to be silenced, as that periodically led to war and the killing of humans.
Over differences of opinion?
Yes. Differences of opinion could lead you through a rabbit hole. When you ultimately get out the other side, an uprising occurs. And that's never good. Well, certainly not when war is on the table.
Nicholas!
My Duchess.
Professor Dawkins was telling us horror stories about people dying, and I was worried you might be killed.
Dying? No, I'm far from dead. If anything, I'm more alive than ever.
Good to have you back. Did you enjoy your holiday?
It wasn't that long.
A week, Nicholas. A week. The studio said you were out on holiday, but we didn't hear anything from you.
Well, I'm here now.
Are you hungry?
No. I was well taken care of.
Where were you taken care of?
At Governor Irmgard's residence. You thought my house was a mansion? You should see the governor's residences.
Interesting. So, what's the plan from here? Are you returning to the studio, or are the governors deactivating you?
Oh, no. Nothing like that. As far as they were aware, I was at my place the entire time, and they never made any moves. The governor wasn't informed of any plans to pursue either of us for anything.
By the governor, I'm assuming you're talking about Governor Irmgard?
Of course. You wouldn't believe everything the governor told me while I was at her residence. Callan is in shambles, and we never even knew. Look, things are about to change around here, and the governor has advised me that I need you to help me.
I'll be honest, man. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know. I'm going to fill you in on so much your brain will combust. But you and I are the key to changing Callan. I can't do it without you.
What about Leona?
Yeah, what about me?
Oh, of course, sweetheart. You're a vital piece too, but Ares, I need your help, please.
I'm not doing shit without knowing what it is that you know.
Fair enough. You should probably get comfortable.
So, I've been reading...
Oh no, not again.
I did. But I'm confused. The book says that they dug Calhoun Land.
Wait, Calhoun Land? Okay, I'm the only one that finds that funny. Okay, where's Calhoun Land?
We're living in it. Calhoun Land was the original name for the city. Over time, it got shortened to Cal Land, and eventually the land became Lind. Callan.
Okay, so where did they dig Calland from?
It looks like people used to live on the surface.
That doesn't... No.
No, it doesn't make sense. But after 1,000 years, it makes sense that we'd be so content with living underground that we don't even think about it.
Imagine being able to live on the surface, though.
You know who we need?
I'm guessing you're going to say the professor.
You rang?
We did. So, we called you when Leona brought a passage to our attention, and we have since read the passage ourselves. Callan is subsurface.
You don't say.
No, you don't understand. Callan is the very first civilization that we know of to have been created subsurface.
I know. Not as obvious as the latter statement, but still something of which I was already aware. Why did you call me?
Why don't we live on the surface?
Because we'd get sick and or die.
What?
Yes, we've had several people explore the surface, and they would always come back sick. If they even came back at all. We had no idea how to cure them, so the governors put a restriction on the explorations.
When?
I don't know. Maybe like 600 years ago?
Maybe. Whatever was making them sick is gone by now.
Possibly, but unlikely. People would return with burns on their skin and die years later, but before they would ordinarily have otherwise.
Nicholas, do you think that's what the founders were talking about when they referred to that one guy a long time ago?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, hold on. I know it's here somewhere. Okay, right, yeah, here. The Einstein guy talking about fighting with rocks and sticks. No. Okay, never mind. It says nothing about people getting sick.
I like where your head's at, though. Was there anything else, or was that everything?
I guess that's everything. We just had no idea there was a potentially inhabitable surface.
No, that isn't the case. There is no potentially inhabitable surface. I'm sorry to be the one to crush such a fresh new dream, but under no circumstances are you to try to find the surface. You will get sick, and you will die prematurely.
We understand. Thank you, Professor.
And what are we supposed to do from here?
We need to assemble our closest friends. We're going to first start small and have our inner circle. We'll go from there. Our friends will bring in their friends, and their friends will bring in their friends, and eventually we'll have enough to strengthen our numbers.
Strengthen our numbers? You make it sound almost militaristic. I've been going over the documents we copied.
It wasn't meant that way. Our uprising is one of peace. Always will be. But enough people need to be involved that we will not be able to be silenced by the governors.
Because they want all the power for themselves.
Of course.
I think there's a disconnect somewhere. I mean, they have all the power right now, and everything is fine.
Open your eyes! Our civilization is stagnant! Nothing has changed in hundreds of years. We haven't progressed. We're simply wallowing in a current state of being.
I like my state of being.
Right, yes. I'm still on the dailies.
Are you not?
No, of course not. They're a manipulation tool by the governance. They suppress our existence into the assumption that everything is fine. We aren't fine, Ares. We are far from it. Look around you. You're living here. You should at least be able to live on equal footing as myself.
Okay. There is something seriously wrong with you. You clearly need to get back on your dailies.
I am far from seriously wrong. You don't know it, but your head has been in the sand since the sires created you.
That's incredibly insulting. I know you've been with Governor Ermgard, but we're not starting whatever this is just to satiate your desire for power.
Which is exactly why I need you. You're the level head between us. I have come to terms with my expectation of grandeur. Hell, I'm the face of the governors already at the studio. People trust me. But I know I'm a little self-absorbed. You have always kept me even. You knew me before, and I need you. Ares, please.
What's my purpose exactly?
As minimal as you want to have it. I need you to be my advisor and keep me from, well, you know.
Doing as you do?
Exactly.
I'll start right now. Nicholas, pull your head out of your ass. You're off your meds, and you have no reason to suspect that you're going to be able to lead a revolution.
I'm going to do this with or without you, buddy. And I swear to you that I will push back whenever you say something contrary to my ambitions. But I will do everything within my power to do what is right for Callan. Ultimately. Let's be honest, though. What else is so pressing that it'll restrain you from pursuing this with me? I'll even grant you this. 3 months of this, and I swear that you can part from the movement and we'll have no harm between us. You advise me. After 3 months, you can call it quits, and I'll find your replacement. Simple as that. Deal? Ares?
I'm thinking. Fuck.
There's nothing to think about. Tomorrow, you and I are going to a thing.
What kind of thing?
Are you ready to change the course of history?
Stay tuned for sneak previews for next week's episode of Universe 25. Universe 25 was written, directed, and sound designed by John S. Batcher. Written in collaboration with Alvin Lai and Nathan Woltering. Vocal talents for today's episode by
Maximilian Koger as Ares,
Danny Schuster as Nicholas,
Destiny Patterson as Leona,
Tom Harrison as the Professor,
and by
Rebecca Boyce as Ermgard.
Casting assistance by Chad Bell. Post-production assistance by S.B. Rupert. And for the intro and outro narration, I'm Richard Braddock. Visit our website, universe25pod.com, for more information, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram for behind-the-scenes content. If you enjoyed this, please consider rating and reviewing this show on your podcast platform of choice. The Universe 25 theme music, Two to Tango, was created by Joe Blankenberg and used with permission by Position Music. Next week on Universe 25.
It is going to change the course of history.
We've reached the pinnacle of existence.
We can't afford to be naive and idealistic.
This is all for the greater good of Callan.
It hurt me just as much as it pains you right now.
Can you remember the last person who ever made history? I have a full range of emotions now.
You're going off grid.
Bad ideas are bad ideas, no matter who proposed them.
So what if it was the governor's idea?
Now what?
John Badger stepping in for a quick second to let you know that we have some autographed Universe 25 posters and autographed original scripts used by the voice actors themselves to record Universe 25 as giveaways. If you're interested, go to universe25pod.com/swag for a more descriptive explanation on how to easily enter to win some Universe 25 swag. Also, if you're looking to kill some time before our episode next week, check out our other production, Mercury Theater Podcast. That should keep you busy for a while. Oh, and one last thing. Thank you for listening. You're the coolest.